In a time when changing lifestyles and know-how has created unprecedented human, cultural, social, and spiritual fractures in the history of humanity, and in which social networks tend to have become the only point of reference for information and knowledge, governments need to educate future generations to the truth.
Le droit à une éducation juste valeur ne doit jamais être nié ou oublié.
The education of young people continues to be a central theme of Pope Benedict's pontificate, and Thursday he addressed an invitation to the governments of Guinea, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Niger, Zambia, Thailand and Sri Lanka to have the courage to educate respecting a healthy anthropology and with a serious reflection on the cultural and spiritual heritage of different nations. Benedict XVI highlighted a current situation in which many young people want to get ahead socially and professionally as quickly as possible, while ignoring the required and necessary training, skills and experience. Today's world and responsible adults, he said, have failed to set young people necessary benchmarks. The Holy Father then asked whether the dysfunction of certain public and private institutions could not be explained by this imbalanced and badly conceived educational system. Pope Benedict concluded by calling once more on governments to have the courage to work on the consolidation of moral authority, understood as a call to coherent lifestyles, necessary for a true and healthy upbringing of the younger generation. I'm Emer McCarthy.